Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, Chris Young. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Did you have a nice little holiday break, or was there much of a break?
No, there was zero break.
Classic.
I got to see my family and hang out for Christmas, and that's all that matters. So
exactly.
I've primarily been spending most of my time through December filming videos and shooting content and getting all this stuff ready to go for the new song. So
very exciting. Well, speaking of the new song, starting the new year out with new music, Looking For You. Is this a song that you wrote? Was this an outside cut? Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah. So this is a song that I wrote. I co-produced this with my buddy, Chris DiStefano, who's also a co-writer on it. So it was, you know, very comfortable. It's the same kind of setup that I did with At the End of a Bar. Although Emily Wiseman and James McNair are on this song as well, so it's different writers, but just a lot of fun. It's a tempo love song, but it's also a little bit of a twist, because it's that whole thing of a lot of people are looking for something and can't find it, and then when they stop looking for it, it just hits them like a freight train. And I think that's the case with this song.
Totally. You know, when you release a love song like this, I have to ask if there was someone who was like the inspiration for this song, or?
No. So this is more just the concept. And I mean, I've definitely been there before, but I think it was just a great way. Somebody a long time ago told me, like, one of the best things you can do is find a new way to say I love you in a song. And
totally,
you know, with the last record being talking about At the End of a Bar and famous friends and like all these topics that I've kind of not really done before, one of the things that I love writing about is people falling in love. And I think that goes the same for everybody, no matter what you know, listen to. So it's regardless of genre, obviously one of those things that everybody is going to grab one of those songs. So hopefully this is that.
For sure. And you definitely are great at nailing the love songs always. But then you also have a song coming out on Friday called All Dogs Go to Heaven, which I'm really nervous. Is this going to make me cry, Chris?
If you listen to this and you have a pet, then yeah, you're probably it's like happy sad though, because
okay,
basically the last hook of the chorus is, you know, he'll be waiting on me at the gates because all dogs go to heaven.
Oh, I have full body chill. So I can't handle this.
it's a heavy song, but it is still happy.
Okay, that's good to know. My fiance always thinks I'm so weird because I'll be like randomly petting our dog and start to tear up, and he's like, "What?" And I'm like, "He's just one day is not going to be here." He's like, "Why are you worried about that now? Like, how can you not think about it?"
No, you're right. It's the reason that I wrote the song. Like, obviously, my dog is a huge part of my world, and you know, he's 115-pound German Shepherd.
God, he's so big.
he's got his own Instagram page, and he's been sponsored already, and like has a blue check mark, like all the things.
Was Porter your first dog, or did you have dogs growing up?
So I had dogs growing up, but this is the first dog that was like my dog.
Yeah,
Like, this is my dog. And Porter the dog, for anybody that's
yes.
wondering. he will also be posting about the song just because.
Mm-hmm. Your muse.
But yeah, you know, but he's awesome. And I've been really lucky to have a really awesome pet. And it's been one of those things where we wrote the song and I was like, I get it's going to make some people cry, but we got to put this out.
No, you have to. It's like, have you ever listened to Chris Stapleton, Maggie's song about his dog? Oh my God. Like, that wrecks me every time. So I'm very excited to add this to the sad dog playlist.
It's obviously much different
yes.
than that song,
yes.
but it's still, yeah, exactly.
So two new songs out. I presume that you are sitting on, you know, a stack of new music when you talk about all the content shoots and the videos you've been doing. What stage of putting this next record together would you say that you're in right now?
I mean, I can put a record out tomorrow if I felt like it.
Yeah.
but the fun thing now is, you know, when I first got started in my career, it was, hey, pick a single and that's the thing you get to put out.
Yeah.
And now it's like, hey, this is the single, but we're also going to give you all this extra
yeah.
stuff so you guys can just like totally like get into this album before it drops. So that's been my biggest thing is there's another song coming out at some point very soon that is also really, really emotional, but in a great way and very special, very happy. So it's going to be a lot of fun releasing this record.
Is there like a theme or a concept to it that you've found so far?
Not necessarily.
Just great songs.
I feel like I've cut a lot of outside songs that I didn't write. I've cut a bunch of stuff that I did write. I've produced solo on this record a lot. I've just had a good time making this record.
That's the most important thing.
I think that's going to show.
I love that. I saw that you also just recently celebrated 3 years of doing your podcast, The Quad. What's it been like for you? Like, what maybe did you not realize about a podcast when you first started that you've now had to learn?
Editing.
That is awesome.
It's not like mixing and producing. It is the video aspect and just marrying all that stuff and making it look right, making it look good. We've, you know, constantly upgraded like what lighting we're using and how we're capturing video and who edits. So it's definitely been a process, but it's been a whole lot of fun.
That's awesome. I know it's like every week there's a new thing. There's a new type of microphone or a new light or a new system. And you're like,
and I like to play with gear. Yes. So my thing is sometimes I get over my skis and I'm like, I love this. Let's use this now. And then it's like, oh crap, that doesn't work. We have to fix it. So it's definitely a lot of fun.
A labor of love, I'm sure. And then other than the podcast, the new music, what else are you really excited about for this year?
You know, the tour is going to be completely different because of the new music. I think that's one of the things that comes, you know, hand in hand with new music is new tour, new set design, new everything. So
are you like flying in from the ceiling or are you...
No. I do not like heights.
No.
I'm good.
Yeah, I don't
need to do that.
I see Carrie Underwood like upside down floating. I'm like, no.
No, I'm good. I'll let her handle that.
Yeah. But is there anything that you can share that you are like what you're excited about because of the tour, because of the music?
You know, honestly, just to completely revamp the set because, you know, for the past couple years, we had an entire idea together, then didn't get to play at all 1 year. Then the next year was like on and off. And then I finally got one full year of touring. And I'm just pumped to be able to give people something brand new when they come and buy a ticket, go to the show. And they're still obviously going to hear the hit songs that I'm very grateful have been made hits by people wanting to listen to them and people playing them on radio, people streaming them, everything else. But being able to change some stuff up and really make it a new show for people that have been before and then for people that are brand new.
That's going to be so much fun. So music, tour, podcast, you're very busy right now. But in your downtime, have you picked up any new hobbies lately that you're excited about? Or is there anything on your list for this year that you're like, I'm finally going to learn how to do that?
I would love for some downtime. That would be great.
Just relax time. That would like to be my hobby, laying on the couch.
I normally December is my like sort of downtime month, where I get through like the first week and then I've got time to like get ready for Christmas, but also like chill a little bit. I did not do that this year. I did that to myself, but I'll let you know whenever I get to what downtime is.
Awesome. Chris Young, so great to see you. Love the new song. Take care, bud. We'll see you on the road this summer.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.